Boston. As every year on the 12th of May, the sound of Má vlast, or My Country by Bedřich Smetana, will launch the Prague Spring Music Festival, a renowned festival of classical music and one of the biggest events of its kind in Europe, bringing together top orchestras, ensembles and soloists from around the world. I caught up with the festival's director Roman Bielor to ask what is on the menu of Prague Spring's 63rd year.
We are inviting, it's a part of a tradition, all Prague symphony orchestras, and of course we are sharing their programs with foreign orchestras, therefore it's a nice meeting place for international orchestras, as we hope, and this year we may say that we have well represented British orchestras, having invited Halle Orchestra Manchester and BBC Symphony Orchestra. And speaking about British representation, we also have to mention popular violinist Nigel Kennedy.
So what are the other highlights of this year's festival?
There are, of course, symphony orchestras from other countries, and we are inviting, according to tradition, also Slovak Philharmonic. Of course, Prague Spring Festival's programs are quite wide, therefore we also have some important recitals. We have invited Japanese violinist Midori. We have excellent soprano Edita Gruberová, and there's also a couple of interesting early music programs connected with Habsburg courts.
What about the opening concert, Smetana's My Country, Má vlast? As far as I know, it was until recently a privilege of Czech Philharmonic Orchestra. So who is opening this year's Prague Spring?
In the 70s and partly in the 80s, this tradition was somehow totally booked for the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, but it has changed since 1990, and the festival is inviting not just Prague orchestras, but also foreign orchestras and orchestras from other cities of the Czech Republic. And this time we have decided to invite Brno Philharmonic.
And what about the closing? What music are we going to hear, and who is going to perform?
For years there was a tradition to keep the same program of the final concert, the Ninth Symphony by Beethoven, but this tradition was changed in 2004, and since then we are changing programs, having always one important piece by Antonín Dvořák, and this time the final concert is going to be played by Budapest Festival Orchestra, and the final piece of the festival and of this concert will be Dvořák Piano Concerto, played by András Schiff, one of the best world piano soloists or virtuosos.
At this moment, are there any tickets still left?
Yes, the festival is not totally sold out, so there is a chance to find tickets for extremely attractive programs. For example, still there's a couple of tickets for Halle Orchestra from Manchester, and also we have saved some tickets for Wayne Shorter. So having mentioned these two programs, I can invite potential concert goers to come, but don't lose time.
That was Roman Bielor, head of the Prague Spring Music Festival.